This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. According to an EPI report, 64% of private sector workers have access to paid sick days. Higher wage workers tend to have far more access to paid time off than lower wage workers. For example, 87% of private sector workers in the top 10% of wages have the ability to earn paid sick days, compared with only 27% of private sector workers in the bottom 10%. Less than 24 hours after a monument to the Ten Commandments was installed on the state capitol grounds in Little Rock, Michael Reed of Van Buren, Arkansas, hit it with a truck and broke it into pieces. Reed had done something similar in Oklahoma 3 years ago, saying that he suffered from delusions and heard voices. Australian police have charged a top Vatican cardinal, the Pope's chief financial advisor, to come to court to answer multiple historic sexual charges occurring some time ago. Researchers estimate that criminals made over $1 billion last year through ransomware, high cyber attacks that lock victims out of their files until a ransom is paid. A recent survey by the University of Hong Kong found only about 3% of residents age 18 to 29 identified as Chinese, a steep drop from 10 years ago when 30% did. Almost two-thirds gave Hong Konger as their ethnic identity. New York Times reporters and editors are protesting the layoffs on the standing copy desk with a 15-minute work stoppage. In France, the most common age group among outgoing parliamentary deputies was 60 to 70. Some 17% were over 70. The average age of the 281 Le Marche deputies seeking office for the first time was 43, with half of them women. President Trump personally mocked television host Mika Brzezinski in vulgar terms on Twitter, drawing quick condemnations from leading Republicans and others and reigniting criticism of his views of women. Polling indicates only 20% of Americans find Trump's tweets informative and 70% find them reckless and distracting. Poor and southern U.S. counties will get hit the hardest by global warming, according to a first-of-its-kind study of 3,100 counties published in the journal Science. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.